seems a fairly small amount of stock, 2.15 million. I'm just interested as to whether any of the big three executive directors with their shareholdings participated in the DRP, or did we all, did Phil and Jim make a decision that they'd rather receive some cash rather than more stock at this point in time? Because it does seem like a very small number of shares that we're approving here. And if 40% of the stock's owned by the staff, is that telling us that, based with the decision of taking more discounted stock or cash, that the vast majority of the stock, including the big guys, have gone for the cash in this instance?
The DRP actually doesn't apply to the shares that Jim holds, because he holds through the Bipple structure. I didn't, and have never participated in the DRP. The reality is that I have a very, very significant amount of, in terms of my overall net worth, invested in Babcock & Brown and its satellites. And in this particular year, the bulk of my compensation has come in the form of share consideration, which I'm very comfortable with, but I don't necessarily think that my obligations as CEO extend to being compulsorily required to participate in DRP, or that represents any reflection on my view of the value of the shares. I certainly haven't sold any shares, and in fact I bought shares in August last year. So
any other
the same issue applies with Jim Fantacci in relation to the DRP as it does to Jim.
I mean, I certainly think, you know, in the case of this company, there can be no question of the alignment of the executive directors with the interests of shareholders, because all of them have the significant part of their personal wealth tied up in this company and its funds. So, you know, whatever hurt people feel from time to time, believe me, everybody at this table, you know, feels that hurt, and some particularly much more than others.